Fran, I'm going to drop some stats on you in a little bit, some height and some weight of a guy that just threw a dude across a football field that's going to surprise you.
I'm very much looking forward to that, Casey. I really am.
Drop some knowledge.
Exactly. We are talking about, we're talking about curling, so doing some curls that fits into that. We have Le'Veon Bell being released by the Jets. We're talking about our week six games that we're looking forward to. Let's get into it. I'll show you. Welcome to the Dime Package presented by Owens Mixers. I am your host, Fran, joined by the lovely Casey Smith. Casey, I have been loving these Owens Mixers because not only do we talk about them on the Dime Package, they're the sponsor of Cutting Stems, our Bachelorette after show. And now we're recording this on Wednesday today. So last night we had our first live after show and we created a Owens Mixers drinking game for the show. And we created a great game because
Fran, I was playing it at home along with you. I was playing it at home. I had the grapefruit and lime, which is my new favorite. I know I talked about it on a different episode. That one I can't stop drinking. Pour my vodka into it. I played along with you guys. And I feel like every single NFL Sunday I'll be doing the same thing. I might as well just be made of Owens at this point.
Exactly. I'm really loving the ginger beer and lime situation because I love a Moscow Mule.
Yum.
So that has been delicious. And of course, the OG, the transfusion. If you love a little grape juice, it's fresh. It's real, real juice to make the best cocktail, real grape juice, ginger ale is the transfusion. And you can buy the mixes in stores, online, the Barstool store, the Owens site. Like I said, a store near you. We love Owens Mixers.
We do. And I say this all the time. It makes you feel like you are doing little mixology thing.
Yep.
But you're not. You're just pouring two different things into a glass. They do have the new margarita one too.
Yep.
Love a good margarita.
Definitely.
Love a good margarita. So if you're into tequila, you've got it. But yeah, I mean, Owens Mixers is all over the place right now.
It is, and it's been delicious. So go check out Owens Mixers. Go to owensmixers.com or the Barstool site, like I said, or in stores, and get your Owens Mixers. Okay, Casey, we are going into week six.
It's flying.
It is flying. I really almost said week four. Like, that's where my head is at right now.
I had to double check week multiple six? Times whenever we got the rundown from Blattman because I didn't believe, no offense, Blattman, didn't believe that he was correct on it.
Yeah.
And then I realized that he is correct. And October is halfway over.
Yeah.
We've been begging for football all of 2020, and here we are, and it's just flying by.
It's crazy. This is our 10th episode, so we've hit double digits, so good for us.
We haven't hit an hour yet, though.
We have not. And I have faith in this episode, so we'll see what happens when we finish. I feel like we might meet our goal today. Who knows? But I would like to be hopeful.
We are in person, which I think, I don't know if that helps or hurts.
It could go both ways.
Okay.
It really does, because it's much easier to chit chat
in
person, kind of like we're doing right now.
Well, yeah, we are currently chit chatting.
And sometimes it's easier to get right into it when we're over the video chat. But also, sometimes when you're over the video chat, you start talking and there's no one around to stop you.
Right. You kind of filibuster a little bit because it's just like you looking
at your
camera.
You're alone. Yeah. So you could just keep going for as long as humanly possible.
So we'll hold ourselves accountable today.
Maybe. Let's start. We'll get into our on-field five, our week six games that we are looking forward to, that we are most excited for. And the first one on the list, I got to say, is the one I am most excited for. Actually, one and two are both up there for me. Packers at Buccaneers, 425 game. Little Tom Brady redemption, maybe, because...
No slander. We're not slandering Tom Brady. Nope. Although, I know you sent it to me, and Blattman also sent it in the group text. Tom is totally embracing the four.
He's laughing.
He had LeBron, showing off the four rings after the Lakers won. So he is making fun of himself. I stand by my fact that it's a conspiracy theory, and it's all Bruce Arians' fault, beside the point. I'm excited for this game, not just because of the Tom Brady factor, but just because anytime you can get two iconic veteran quarterbacks playing against each other in a game like this, it's always going to be fun. No matter if you're a Packers fan, Bucks fan, Aaron Rodgers fan, whatever, to get to see an Aaron Rodgers-led team versus a Tom Brady-led team is always going to be great. You know, Tom Brady at 43, I think Aaron Rodgers is, 36, 37? So anytime you see a game like this, you get excited about it. And plus, the Packers, we've been saying it, they're playing at an all-time high.
Yep.
I think that Aaron Rodgers is on a little bit of a fuck you tour because of Jordan Love and maybe because of Olivia Munn. Who knows? All my conspiracy theories. But I'm really excited for this game simply because the two quarterbacks are so iconic.
I'm with you on that. I think that on top of that, I believe Devontae Adams will be playing. He has been practicing. So
that's good news. Although it's not really been a big problem for Aaron Rodgers.
It certainly hasn't, which is why it's insane because you look at it and you're like, oh, you know, they haven't had Devontae Adams. You know, Lazard got hurt there after a couple of really great games. So he is just really making it work. Aaron Jones has also been shining. I'm picking the Packers.
And they had a bye week last week, right?
Yes.
So they've gotten to get some rest.
Yep.
Which is why I can't do that.
I think they really saved Devontae Adams. I think he potentially could have played in their last game, mm-hmm. And they were more conservative on that, which is smart because they were going into their bye, and now hopefully he's healthy.
This is one of those times where I realize I'm very happy that we're not actually betting on this podcast. Yep. We're not going against a spread. We're just doing straight up,
yep.
Because I don't actually have to put my money where my mouth is when it comes to this. And we all know I'm not picking against Tom Brady.
Nope.
And I know I said that last week. I would never bet against him. I'm still not going to bet against him in this situation. And really, it's because I want to have a reason to root for him, but also so I can get pissed at Bruce Arians. I mean, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I think that the Packers right now are incredibly hard to stop. The Bucs defense is going to have to play very high. But I'm not betting against Tom Brady. I'll be honest. I'm just not going to do it.
Especially after a little bit of a boo-boo game.
Yeah, Bruce Arians, like get your shit together.
Like a little bit of a mishap for
Coach
Tom
Leftwich,
last time.
Stop yeah. doing those things. No, I mean, this is going to be a very tough game for
yes.
Tampa Bay. Very,
yes,
very tough
definitely.
Game. It's the Bay game.
Yep.
The Green Bay and Tampa Bay.
Yep.
I'm going to say that over and over. The Bays. Also the Bays.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady.
Mm.
So many Bay puns we can have here.
There's a lot.
But the Packers are playing at such a high level. It's going to be tough. I love that it's the 425 game. Give you a little spice
yeah.
in the middle of the day.
Yep.
But I'm going to take the Bucks.
And you know what? It's hard to pick against Tom Brady, especially coming off.
It is.
Like a mistake. That was.
It is.
So, however.
I'd like that on record.
Yep, exactly.
It wasn't his mistake,
though.
I think
it's going to be a great game. It'll be a fun game to watch. Looking forward to it. The second game is another one that I'm pretty excited for. Bears-Panthers. This is a 1 o'clock game. The Panthers have won 3 straight. The Bears could potentially be 5-1 after this game. So Things are looking super positive for both teams, which is why this is going to be really exciting to watch.
Teddy Bridgewater
yeah.
is one of those names that sometimes you hear and you kind of forget where he's even playing up
right.
until this year. You know.
Right. You kind of have to be like, wait, what team is he on again?
Yeah, exactly. He's kind of been all over the place.
Yep.
But he's been playing really well.
Yeah.
We know that Chicago's defense is going to have their work cut out for them. But it's still this Nick Foles situation mm-hmm. that I'm waiting to see how it unfolds because we know he got the starting job because Mitch Trubisky stunk. And then he struggled right away. And then they're bouncing back. And so you're looking at the Chicago Bears team saying, which Nick Foles are we going to get? And because Carolina has been playing so well on both sides of the ball, not just on offense, I think we're going to figure
yeah.
out who Nick Foles is in Chicago very quickly.
Yeah. Coming off a Tom Brady, beating Tom Brady, so
I don't want to talk about it. You had to rub that one in. I was kind of just passing that one over.
I obviously had to mention it. And I think that this could be, it will be very telling for Nick Foles. But I'm
Nick
hoping
Foles
this
has
is
Tom
a
Brady's
big
number.
Yeah,
like I mean, he just
yeah.
does.
I'm hoping this is a very offensive battle between these two teams.
I think it'll be
really exciting to watch that way.
I feel like with Teddy Bridgewater too, because he has kind of found his rhythm with mm-hmm. Carolina, and they do have the injuries. You know, we've talked about Christian McCaffrey being out. That if Chicago's defense can figure them out early, it's going to be tough for Teddy Bridgewater. But I feel like because they have found their rhythm, that there's not a clear cut answer of how to
yep.
stop Carolina's offense at this point.
No, I don't think anybody expected to be going against Mike Davis as their starting back,
right.
and he's playing so well with McCaffrey hurt. On top of that, their receiving core has been playing extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I do love? I love seeing, and this is going to sound like a dig at the Jets, which I guess it is.
Take it.
But, you know, sometimes players really suffer on certain teams. Like Robbie Anderson on the Jets, it just seemed like a lot of missed potential.
Yes. Well, now, it's the Jets.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Now he's on the Panthers, and I think he's playing way better than a lot of people expected, because this is just a team where he is thriving right now, and the offense is thriving. So
you do see that happen in certain places. The Jets, you can see it with the Browns sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you see it with the Eagles. You know, it's across the board. Sometimes guys just don't pan out in specific systems. Yep. Coaching staffs don't click with them. But you're right. They make a move, and sometimes you see that it wasn't their fault. It was maybe the team's fault.
Yeah.
We'll see. Like, maybe Sam Darnold would do better not at the Jets. I don't know.
I would keep shooting shots at the Jets. I would probably agree with that. All right, our third game is...
Speaking of Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland Browns and the Pittsburgh Steelers. This is always a dogfight between these two teams. And the Steelers are coming off a win. I think they're feeling good after, you know, Chase Claypool scored 4 touchdowns against another team from Pennsylvania. And then there's the Browns, where, you know, things are clicking for them too right now. So,
and I know we're recording this a day early because it's the Barstool difference, so we never really know exactly what day we're going to be recording. Yep. But as of right now, I believe Baker is expected to play. I think he's a little bit banged up. Was it his ribs?
Yeah.
I think something with his ribs. I don't know exactly what the situation is for him, but I think that the Browns are so interesting because we buried them in week one. We buried them saying they're no good. And then Odell had the, now again, the Dallas Cowboys, they're a complete disarray. Yep. But just across the board, seeing what the Browns have done, it's been an up and down roller coaster. But you're right. When it comes to these two teams, it's always such a dogfight. You just don't know what's going to happen.
You're right. It's always a very physical game. The last time they played was at the helmet situation,
the Myles Garrett situation. Yeah, that feels like that was 10 years ago, Fran.
Yeah,
that was so yeah, that was the last time they played. Holy shit,
this
is gonna be a big I didn't even put that together because it's been so long. Yeah, so the last time they played was quite possibly one of the worst fights we've seen in NFL history, because Myles Garrett, you know where he went to school?
Texas A&M.
He swung a helmet like a weapon. It was like the Step Brothers scene where he's like, I saw him use a bicycle as a weapon. He used a helmet as a weapon. There was a lot of going back and forth on if there was racial slurs or not. So, yeah, I'd say there's some animosity here.
Exactly.
I'd say a tad.
Just a tad. A tad.
I completely forgot that that was this.
He will be back on back playing the Steelers. So we'll see how the Steelers respond to that. You know, the Steelers offensive line might have some choice, not even words, because it could be words, but I feel like choice actions.
And you know what's going to make this even more interesting is that because there's not full stadiums, because hello, COVID, you're going to be able to hear more of those things. Because I feel like, you know, with crowd noise, the way that it just naturally is, you don't get to hear the shit talking because you're yelling next to somebody who can't hear anything. We've seen that throughout the NFL season and the college football season this year, that you can hear a lot more that happens on the field. Right. So if they are going to trash talk each other, they're going to have to be a little bit quieter about it.
Definitely.
Because the refs will be able to hear it a little bit better.
Exactly.
So if you're going to be throwing around some things, maybe keep it quiet.
And
also,
even us at home will be able to hear it. It'll just be caught more on social media. Yeah.
Also, we'd like it on record that we're never okay with any type of racial slurs. So don't throw those around.
Nope, definitely not.
Never.
Okay, the fourth game is an interesting one because it's technically now a Monday night game.
Monday afternoon?
Monday early evening.
Monday happy hour game?
Yes. It is a Monday happy hour game. Monday, 5 p.m. is the Chiefs-Bills game.
Yes.
That was supposed to be Thursday night football. However, because of the situation with the Titans, who played the Bills
On Tuesday,
that game had to therefore be moved because then the Bills could not be playing 2 days apart. So because of the Bills situation, the Chiefs being their opponent, that game is now moved to Monday.
Happy hour.
So, yes, exactly. We can touch on this on Monday, but, you know, maybe you don't listen in time to hear the full rundown of things because it's a 5 p.m. game.
Yeah.
It's like...
I mean, that's crazy. Like, yeah. I thought Tuesday night football felt weirder.
Yeah.
Even though we're used to seeing Monday night football, I think a Monday night 5 o'clock game is going to feel like the weirdest thing ever because most people are still going to be at work. And it's 5 o'clock Eastern. We're used to 8:30 Eastern kicks.
I know.
Like, the Tuesday night game starting at 7 was beautiful.
Felt early.
Oh, hell yeah. A 5 o'clock game, people are going to be at work.
I really only watched the, I want to say, first 45 minutes or so of the Titans-Bills games.
You were busy.
Before I was busy. Yeah, you know, bachelorette. And so,
Josh Allen had the worst game.
Oh, this morning, I watched the, you know, highlights YouTube video and whatnot and was catched up on what went down. And
no good.
I feel bad for Josh Allen because it was like things were going so well that it was almost like something's got to give at some point. And it happened sooner than I thought it would. It happened against the Titans on Tuesday night.
The Titans, who have been the joke, not joke, that's not fair. It's not, they didn't ask for
undefeated
COVID.
Titans.
The undefeated Titans, yeah. Yep. I mean, they've been the problem child when it comes to COVID. But Josh Allen, you're right. I mean, we've been talking about he's playing at an MVP level. The Bills have been so much fun to watch. The AFC East could potentially be the Bills' division to lose, yada, yada, yada. The fact that he had those two interceptions that were very ugly, but then also still had some really good passes, too, through a couple dimes. It's like, who is Josh Allen? Yeah. Are we going to see it level out? Is he the MVP player?
I think he's still trying to figure that out.
I think so, too, which is fair.
He's so young.
He's a baby. He really is. Young. He is.
Like, that's when my, like, and it's funny I'm going to say mom instincts, even though, like, I'm not a mother. Like,
you sure aren't. But you have, like, it in there, yes, biological clock,
yes,
maybe.
Yes. And we're, you know, my friends always think that I'm kind of like the mom of the group as well sometimes. So it's like when you see that and you're like, he is looking for his maybe identity on the football team, but like he's probably looking for his identity in real life.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
Right? Like he's a
that's
child.
How the little crying emoji, you know, with like the welded up eyes.
That's
the way
Sam
I feel
Darnold
right now.
Too. It's like he is so much.
Sam Darnold got mono. Like if that doesn't make you feel like, exactly. I mean, he's a kid. But you're right. I mean,
he's only 24.
I know. I mean, God, that makes me feel old.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, you're right, is probably trying to figure out his identity. He's in Buffalo, too. Yep. So, I mean, I can't imagine that, you know, things are super. I mean, Buffalo fans are some of the craziest fans on the planet when it comes to NFL football. They throw each other through tables and light each other on fire and shit. But I agree with you. And I don't know if it was really sustainable for Josh Allen to be having the MVP caliber season that he was through an entire season quite yet. Maybe it is. Maybe we'll see that happen. But what we saw from him on Tuesday night says he's a lot more human than we thought he was, which is normal because he's still very young in a league that when you are young, if you get kind of exposed, I mean, Patrick Mahomes losing last week, he was all of a sudden like, oh, well, wait a minute, what's happening?
Yep.
So yeah, he was going to have a game like this and it just happened to be against the Titans, which made it a little bit more glaring.
It definitely was. And you know what? It's also important to mention that, like, we have Ryan Tannehill just going off. Now, I will say I made one of my one of my poor choices that I talked about in fantasy a couple weeks ago. Remember when I played Ryan Tannehill over Mahomes, and that was a mistake. Now, if I did that this week, it wouldn't have been a mistake.
It sure wouldn't have been.
They basically, I went to go look to see, he technically had more points than Patrick Mahomes, but it was like barely, by like point, like 2-3 points.
Yeah, no.
So having pretty Ryan, evenly matched.
Having
right
Ryan
now.
Tannehill is not the worst. I mean, it's crazy
four
to say.
Four touchdowns.
Because when he was with Miami, it was like, oh my God. But then we see what Adam Gase is capable of. But when you look at
the
fact that the Bills and the Chiefs are both coming off of losses.
Yep.
One of them's going to have to bounce back in a big way. I just find it
it's
so
gonna be the Chiefs.
Right. I find it so hard to bet against Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, now they lost, and I understand that.
In a very close one. The Bills are coming off one not close.
Not close. And on a Tuesday, this is going to be on.
It's going to be a weird game.
It's going to be a weird game. This rest of the season's going to be weird across the board because things are just going to keep being moved around. But if I had to take a guess on who I think is more equipped to have a bounce back week, it would definitely be the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah. And it's another weird time game for the Bills, which maybe will
happy
make
hour.
A difference. You know,
I'm down for happy hour football.
Yeah.
I actually kind of like it.
It'll just extend Sunday into like, it's just kind of makes Sunday and Monday one very long day.
It actually, that's a really good point.
It just
it just never stops.
Yeah, it just keeps
And then
going.
If you're into college football like I am, you basically are just, now you're looking at just three straight days.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of been nonstop at this point. All right, the last game is the Ravens-Eagles game. This is another 1 o'clock game.
How you feeling, Fran?
You know, I think everybody is expecting the Eagles to lose big here. The Eagles kind of have that situation where sometimes they play to the level of their opponent, you know?
And not in a bad way. You're saying they play
up and down. Okay. It can go, like
a tennis player.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, look, I said it last week, the 29 points against the Steelers was encouraging.
Yes.
If mistakes aren't made and they play a cleaner football game, it could be close. Because I also think that Lamar Jackson has kind of been struggling a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's not having anywhere near the same kind of season he had last year.
Well, and when you looked back at, I mean, God, was that 3 weeks ago now? They played the Chiefs on Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
Time really is flying.
Yeah.
He was exposed because now he obviously is an incredible quarterback. He had the MVP year last year. He's very good when he is on. When he's off, it's very noticeable. It's not like when he has a bad day, it's just kind of like, his numbers don't stack up.
Right.
When Lamar Jackson's not playing well, it is a very off moment for Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
And so if the Eagles, which it's a huge if.
Yeah, big if.
If they can figure out what to do to throw him off his game, then I would agree with you. I can't.
Yeah,
I can't bet on the Eagles for this, just because I think the Ravens, they got exposed on Monday Night Football against the Chiefs. But other than that, they've played pretty well.
Absolutely. And they played the Bengals last week. I'm pretty sure. So it's
our guy, Joe Burrow.
Yeah. And Joe Burrow, that was really tough for that game was very tough for
very
him.
Tough.
So I very just tough. Feel like it's hard. It has the potential if things line up, but it also could be ugly because Lamar Jackson, I think, knows that he has been struggling right now and their passing game has been inadequate.
Yeah.
Like, it just hasn't
subpar.
Been subpar. Right. Like, it hasn't been great. And I know he did say this week that, like, the passing game will click for them, and it would only be fitting if that happened against the Eagles. And
I think it's a safe
bet. Like, if you just look at what happened, like, I'm going to say it again. If you just look at what happened with Chase Claypool and some of the coverages that the defense played last week, if it clicks, they could absolutely light up that defense. So we'll see what happens.
Also, the Ravens defense is pretty good.
Yeah, the Ravens defense is very good. So...
Yikes.
So I'm going to pick the Ravens.
Oh, I was about to say. So are we going against our heart?
No.
We're going with the Ravens. I'm also going with the Ravens. I know.
Yeah,
it's tough.
Yeah.
Well, you see, what you did is what I didn't do for our first game. I know that I should probably pick the Packers.
Yeah.
But I just can't do it because I have, you know, I have rants to throw off, you know?
It's not exactly ill-advised to pick the Bucks there. You know, like,
true.
You know, there's much more of a chance of the Bucks competing in that game than there is the Eagles competing in the Ravens game.
That's a good point. Okay.
I would think.
You've sold me.
So
I'm going with the Ravens.
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that that's a bad pick.
No.
Honestly, right now it's been so crazy watching these games go down. And like we talked about with injuries before, and specifically we're talking about the Ravens-Eagles game, that the Eagles been dealing with a lot of injuries. A lot of injuries. And sometimes what I like to do if I, you know, tweak something or pull something, a little CBD, because it really is super helpful. Now, it's, you know, not a cure.
Definitely not a cure.
It absolutely can help in those situations.
I have said this on this podcast before, and I will sing it until the day that I die. When I broke my rib at the Super Bowl last year, shout out clubbing until 4 a.m. I use the CBD Freeze roll-on that has the menthol. Mm-hmm. And so you can't do anything for a broken rib, but you can put that roll-on there, and it just, it's like the feeling of where it makes it feel better in the moment, so you're just not constantly in pain. And then once I realized how much I love that, I've started using the oils to calm myself down. My anxiety's high. I'm all in on the CBD.
As am I, because I, you know, last week I had mentioned, you know, I was up in Saratoga, and I went on a little hike, and now I thought it was a little hike. It was not. We climbed a mountain.
Usually isn't.
It was.
We're going hiking. It's like,
no, it was a mountain, and it was worth it because it was great. But afterwards, I was struggling. My body was, there were aches, there were pains. The CBD Recover is what I love because it combines the CBD with the blood flow enhancing compound. Now, let's see if I can say this right.
Do it.
Histamine dihydrochloride.
Ooh, beautiful.
And that helps with minor aches and pains, which is absolutely what I was dealing with in that moment. So they got the topicals. They have tons of other products that you can try out. CBD, MD, they are fantastic. Use the promo code DIME for 25% off your next order. Once again, that's CBDMD.com. Promo code DIME for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBDMD.
They are superior. I've tried a bunch of them. They are. CBDMD is the real shit.
Exactly.
Sure.
All right, let's get into a little tea.
I like tea.
Tea is great.
Tea
I
and
love
CBD,
a little tea.
You know, make
yep,
us a little
they really
comfy.
Do.
And
exactly.
Just
there's a lot going on this week.
A lot.
A lot of moving pieces, a lot of stuff going on. I think the biggest story right now is Le'Veon Bell.
Big cut. Big
he
release.
He was released. And let me tell you, this happened Tuesday night. And
in the middle of Tuesday night football.
If yes.
And the Bachelorette.
And if right. If I hadn't mentioned it enough, was watching the Bachelorette. And it was funny because as I'm scrolling through Twitter, because actively live tweeting during that, and my brain is so focused on that, I'm seeing like the Schefter tweets, you know, Le'Veon Bell has been released by the New York Jets. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And I said it out loud and nobody really acknowledged me because we're all in our own zone. We're not really paying attention when the show's actually on. And it wasn't until I was going home at 1 a.m. after finishing everything that I was back on my phone and was like,
wait a minute.
The Jets released Le'Veon Bell, which means that they felt they had no other option but to cut him from the team.
The fact that they still have to pay him tells you all you need to know. Because like you said, they felt like they had no other option. If I read it correctly, which again, I always put the prerequisite on here. Like I could have read it incorrectly. I'm no good at math.
Yeah.
They owe him $2.5 million in bonuses this week.
Correct, this week.
This week, and still have to pay his prorated salary for the rest of the season. And he's not available on the roster. So when you do that math, Fran, what that tells you is they thought he was so bad for the New York Jets and was such a little contributor, they would rather just pay him to not play. That's crazy to me.
It is. It's really wild. It is really wild. And any team at this point can acquire him.
And take over
the
contract,
minimum,
right?
Take over the contract, yes. But it's... What I
contracts
cannot...
don't make any sense to me. They really don't. Again, which is why I'm not an agent. You know, I'm no good at this.
Yes.
But if you look at it, and I know any team can acquire him, any team can pick him up, whatever the fancy wording is. But in reality, you know, when you say Le'Veon Bell, like you know that name because he's always great in fantasy. He was one of the best backs in the league.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been productive since what, 2017?
Yeah.
He sat out 2018. It was the whole diva show for him. And then he's been with the New York Jets, and it was a huge signing for them. Everybody thought that was going to take them to the next level. Clearly it did not work out. So when you do look at him as a back, you say, okay, is he the guy that we saw with Pittsburgh 3 or 4 years ago? Or is he kind of past that?
Right.
You don't know.
You really don't know because any... I would say that every team is going to be taking that risk, taking him on right now, especially, and that also is interesting because they cut him. So that just also says that if they did explore trade options, that there was
zero
interest or they didn't like what deals they were potentially getting. So
we can't say this enough. Like, and I think when you look at NFL releases and cuts, they're not getting anything in return and still have to pay a guy.
Yeah.
That's insane that there was no team out there that was offering the Jets enough in their mind. Because, again, call me crazy. Now, the New York Jets are not a great run franchise. We can say that. Uh-huh. They don't make the best decisions. But I would assume something is better than nothing for Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
So if they're getting nothing for him and still having to pay him, that tells me there was zero interest.
Yeah.
Now, I could be wrong there, but wouldn't that make sense?
I do agree with you. So it's going to be very interesting to see what team he does go to and if his production is better than it was in New York. And this is kind of goes back to what I said about Robbie Anderson. Like, it just did not work in New York. No. And it's very possible that that was the same kind of situation for Le'Veon Bell. Maybe they didn't use him right. You know, they asked Adam Gase, do you think that you misused his talents, misused Le'Veon Bell? And his response was basically that that's now irrelevant. It's just an irrelevant question. You're not really going to get any answer out of him. I feel like he is like just a sass master.
I feel like he's just on a different planet, maybe.
Yeah.
Like his introductory press conference in New York, it looked like he was on maybe smelling salts of some sort or some other type of drug. I don't know. Again, these are all alleged. We're not reporting that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I don't know all the ins and outs of contracts and how these things work, but from just a rational human being standpoint, having a brain.
Yep.
Getting something for somebody is better than getting nothing for somebody. And right now, the Jets have decided that they are okay with getting absolutely nothing in return, releasing Le'Veon Bell, who's one of the biggest names in the NFL right now. Now, granted, again, he hasn't been effective since 2017. But even like late round draft picks would have been nice. Even like a couple of scout team guys. Anything.
Anything.
Anything greater than nothing, and the Jets chose nothing, and I don't know if that's more indicative on Le'Veon Bell or if it's more indicative on the New York Jets as a franchise, but it's a dumpster fire all over.
Definitely, and I'm sure, you know, the money thing is very much involved in all of that, and he did sign a pretty hefty contract, so we'll see where he ends up. Right now, I believe the favorite is Chicago.
Okay.
And then it goes Chiefs, Browns, Bucks, Steelers, Titans.
Keep him away from Tom Brady. I don't have a reason to say that. I just wanted to say it.
Okay.
I feel the first thing that came to mind. If you were my therapist right now and you were like, Le'Veon Bell to the Bucks, keep him away from Tom Brady. That was just a knee-jerk reaction.
I kind of feel like the Bears make sense.
Yeah, they do.
I think the Browns make sense with Nick Chubb getting hurt. I don't know how happy Le'Veon Bell will be about that one, but
he has a choice at this point.
He really does not, but we also are very aware that he makes his feelings well known when it comes to where he wants to play. So, and I would be kind of surprised if the Chiefs picked him up. I feel like the Chiefs don't need him.
No, they don't.
Like,
that's an interesting favorite.
Yeah. They have Williams, who obviously opted out of playing, but like Edwards-Helaire has been playing very, very well. Yeah. Daryl Williams. I'm interested in that. Same with the Bucks. I feel like, you know, with Ronald Jones and
keep him away from Tom Brady.
Yeah, Leonard Fournette. Fournette's been hurt. Le'Veon Bell would probably be a better option than
maybe.
LeSean
we don't
McCoy,
know.
But right now, we but don't know. Who knows? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Know. It's very true. The Bears does make sense. So we'll see if they make that happen.
We'll see.
All right, we have talked about Jimmy G's situation right now.
Yes.
And this conversation has been heating up because
big time.
Now we're in a situation where there are rumors that he will be benched, that they don't want him as their starting quarterback anymore. And from what we've seen of their backup guys, Is CJ Beathard the guy?
I think it is so weird how guys can be the next guy, the next Tom Brady, the next Joe Montana, whoever you want to say. And then in multiple years, you're talking about them getting benched. And that does go back to what you were just saying. I think systems play a lot into this. You know, Jimmy Garoppolo was named the next king of New England, and then they made that trade. And I know he's injured, and I understand that does play a factor, but even that there's smoke around the fact that he might just be benched and they're ready to move on.
He played in the Super Bowl.
And at one point was up
20-10. played in the Super Bowl last year.
It's
I feel like
insane.
We're kind of just because of how bad the Niners have been so far that we're really just
jumping a little bit too
far. Like this is happening very quickly.
2 years ago, he signed a nearly $140 million contract over 5 years.
That's so much money.
And you're talking about how there could have potentially
been... That's your franchise quarterback.
If it's not,
If it's not, you have a bad money manager.
You're crazy. Yes. So, yeah, he had a really bad outing, and he's not playing well. But how much of the injury plays into that, we don't know. But I will say, where there's smoke, there's usually fire. And if these rumors are coming out like this, the conversations have to be happening. I don't know if Shanahan's leaking them out. I don't know if the front office is leaking them out.
Makes me think that maybe the team isn't totally behind Jimmy G either.
Or, here's another conspiracy theory. Mm. What if his agents are leaking it to kind of like to make it look bad on the organization for some reason? Now, I don't know why they would do that, because he already has the contract. Yeah. And usually that's a contract negotiation move.
Yeah.
But this doesn't really make much sense that they were already talking about moving on from Jimmy Garoppolo after a few shitty games. He played in the Super Bowl this year.
It really doesn't make sense to me either. I think you give him the season and see what happens. Maybe they were just so, I don't know, maybe their expectations going into this season were just so high because of that Super Bowl appearance and because of injuries and a bunch of other things. They have really kind of sucked. So that maybe is playing a part to it, and they're just freaking out. Overreacting, you know?
I feel like that's what it has to be. And, you know, you remember over the offseason, there were the rumors that they were potentially going to make a play for Tom Brady.
Right.
That didn't happen. But if John Lynch is, like, set on getting a guy like that, and then he sees Jimmy Garoppolo struggle, maybe it's kind of not necessarily a spite situation. But Jimmy Garoppolo, I mean, how many games did he win before he got hurt? Didn't he go, like, 4-0, 5-0 in for the 49ers?
This
like, early.
Year?
No. Early on.
Oh,
like,
yes.
Since he's gotten hurt has been the problem.
And I mean, he's really only been hurt, I want to say, I guess it was an ankle. When did he go down? A couple weeks, three weeks ago?
I guess he's kind of injury prone. I don't know. It just feels like it's a little too soon.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's wishful thinking, but when these rumors start flying around, they're coming from somebody.
Absolutely. Okay, we have a little funny moment from Derrick Henry.
Oh, my God.
He stiff-armed the absolute shit out of Josh Norman. Just sent Josh Norman into a different realm.
He sent them into the upside down world. Like, if you watch Stranger Things, like, he basically just, like, dumped him down into the ground. That is one of those moments that will be played over and over and over on highlight reels forever, because any type
and
of Heisman
in the film room, like, everybody just losing their shit.
Fantastic. Yeah. You know, the Heisman move, any type of stiff arm, any type of loop-de-loo type of run, spin move, any of that. All of those things that make you go, ooh, oh my God. Yeah. That's the moment that we had watching Derrick Henry do this. I mean, he just destroyed him. He might as well have had a superpower to, like, make him fly across the room like 11.
I loved it. And, you know, then he made a joke that he's doing too many curls. I mean,
prove him wrong.
Derrick Henry has always been known as a very strong back. So,
very strong.
So it makes sense. It's very hard to take him down. He is a large guy. And Josh Norman did not stand a chance.
But that, okay, so you talk about how big of a guy he is. And granted, you know, in the Barstool bullpen, everybody's always talking about everything. One thing that John Feidelberg could not get over today is that Derrick Henry looks way bigger than he actually is.
I'm sure. How tall is he actually?
How tall do you think he is? So first of all, let me say.
So it's going to be less than I expect.
So the way that Derrick Henry plays, I would say he looks, now I know what he is because we looked it up, but he looks like he might be like 6'5", like 350.
Right.
That's the way he carries himself. Right. Now, understandably,
Now, granted, running backs that size don't exist.
But he's 6'3", 238.
6'3", 238. Okay, he's tall. That would have been height-wise... Honestly, taller than I expected.
Do you know, and granted, people that are listening to this are probably like, who the fuck is John Feidelberg and why do we care? He works at Barstool, is one of my best friends. Yep. Do you know how much John Feidelberg weighs?
Tell me Derrick Henry again.
238. 6'3", 238.
Feidelberg's probably 190 would be my
He's 6'2", 230.
What?
Yes. Thick boy.
Feidelberg's bigger than I thought he was.
He is. So Derrick Henry is only like 8 pounds heavier than John Feidelberg. Dan Katz, Big Cat, is bigger than Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
And Derrick Henry runs around like an absolute monster. Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, like he said, he's doing a lot of curls, and I don't think Feidelberg is doing as many curls.
And neither is Big Cat. Yeah, that is probably a safe bet across the board at the office.
Yep.
But when you see a guy be able to... I mean, and I keep using this example because it's exactly what it reminded me of. 11 in the Stranger Things when she just puts people across the room.
Yep.
That's what he did last night. Yep. And he's like the size of the idiots that we work with.
Yeah. That is incredible. But it was really a fun
He's not Blattman?
Minus the strength.
Well, right, yes. But he's the size of
them. The size of
them. Now, granted, muscle does weigh more than fat.
Of course.
Yeah, he's probably like 2% body fat.
And if you put up like his bicep against anybody else's, it would be
his bicep is bigger
probably pretty terrifying. I would think, or even just like he's an incredible strength.
238. He just looks so much bigger than that.
Lean and muscular.
Yeah.
For sure.
And can just throw people over. Like, I mean, he could probably pick up Josh Norman with like just one arm.
Yeah.
Just carry him around.
Yep.
Put him in his pocket.
Easily. Oh, easily. All right. The last thing we're going to talk about is a little arrest.
Not good.
Melvin Gordon was arrested for a DUI. He allegedly was pulled over for speeding. They say it was 71 and a 35,
yeah,
which is
speeding a lot.
Very much a lot. Like, you know, sometimes I understand, you know, you're in that 15 mile an hour, like 50 and a 35. Maybe you don't realize how fast you're going. 71 and a 35 is incredibly fast. Yeah. And apparently he was, you know, visibly drunk, I would say, you know, kind of slurring his words. And there was an odor. An alcoholic odor,
easy
one might
to smell,
say.
Yeah.
So, you know, he obviously they went through the sobriety test and whatnot, and he was arrested for a DUI.
It not great. You should never ever drive intoxicated. Ever. Uber, designated driver, whatever. It is safe to say that COVID has played a part in this because their games have been all over the place. Like
right.
he weren't like their game got postponed. Now it's
right. Denver was supposed to play on
Sunday
against the Patriots,
right.
But now we're playing this Sunday against the Patriots.
It's confusing. So basically they had Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday off. So
what I believe
happened was that Melvin Gordon was like, oh, I have 3 days off.
Right.
I'm going to go have fun.
Right. They just didn't have a game this weekend.
Little too much fun.
I don't know. Now they play at 1 o'clock on this Sunday.
Yeah. I don't know what the consequences will be because the NFL doesn't punish anybody the correct way.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And obviously DUIs, DWIs, while they're not good at all,
right.
You know, the league doesn't usually know what to do with anything. So
yeah.
I'll be curious to see what they do.
Even if there is a response.
Right.
Or if there's a response from the team, if that comes
from
the team itself.
Everything is just kind of wide open right now.
But
not, long story short, no good.
Definitely not. I think I read that he is due for his arraignment in like mid-November. So that's something to follow along with and see what happens. Because like you said, Casey, the repercussions in the NFL normally don't make sense.
They normally don't make sense. And again, we're not saying that a DWI or DUI is okay, but
yeah.
No one was hurt in the process. Definitely illegal. Can't
yep.
be can't be drinking
yep.
and driving.
Yep.
But we'll see exactly
right.
how
Does
they respond
that
to it.
Him in any way on the action on the
right.
team. Right.
I don't know. We'll see.
We will stay tuned. Well, you know what, Casey? I'm proud of us because
what
we
was
had
it,
a Blattman? Little bit of a deadline.
Well, I don't have an official time.
Okay.
We're currently on the record at 45 minutes.
Oh.
We started
okay.
a few minutes
it's,
in. So
I'm
somewhere
telling
around 40.
You, it's definitely less than that. But that's good. That's we're on. I'm just looking at the actual time, and I feel good where we are right
yes,
now.
Yes,
so,
too.
Thank you guys so much for listening to today's episode. Grab yourself an Owen's Mixer, some CBDMD, and we will see you on Monday. I'll show you.